thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Today, I am continuing a conversation that I had late last year with Corinne Carey. She's from the advocacy group Compassion and Care. We're talking about MAID. This is the Medical Aid in Dying Act. It passed both the Assembly and the Senate in New York last year. Now is waiting passage from Governor Kathy Hochul. There's a lot of data on your website, too, all about gender, race, and ethnicity. Some really valuable information. We can't go into all of it, but is there a certain group of folks? Are we seeing this more in elderly folks?
Certainly some of the demographics skew towards older people, but the key here is that someone has to have a terminal illness. And so there are young people that have access to medical aid and dying laws in the states where it's authorized because of a cancer diagnosis. So this is not a law designed for older people. This is a law designed for people who have terminal illnesses. Just about equal numbers of men and women use it. We see that the law is not so frequently used in communities of color, and that could be for two different reasons. One, there are cultural beliefs about death and dying that will make it so that there will never be equal numbers of people from different races participating in medical aid and dying. And that also signals that those communities are not being targeted by laws that might prematurely end someone's life. That's not a concern here. What I would say really is the characteristic of someone who might use medical aid in dying is someone who is empowered and understands the full range of options that they have. And unfortunately, that often happens with people who have higher levels of education. And that's on all of us to make sure that people are empowered with the compassionate options that they have, whether that be access to hospice and palliative care, which are also underutilized in those communities, or access to medical aid in dying. It's our responsibility to make sure that people are empowered with the knowledge of those options.
And have access to those conversations.
Absolutely. That's the most important part, is that these laws authorizing medical aid in dying opens up the conversation between providers and their patients so that patients can talk to their doctors about what they fear most about the end of their lives. And then those doctors can recommend, did you know about the services of palliative care? Did you know about the benefits that hospice provides to you and your family? And what we've seen in states that authorize medical aid in dying is that uptake of hospice, access to hospice, improves after these laws are passed and those conversations open up.
Okay, so quickly, can you tell us where we're at right now in New York State for this?
Well, the Assembly made history by, for the first time in 10 years, passing the bill on April 29th. And now the ball is in the Senate's court. And almost daily we're hearing snippets of information about how close the Senate is getting to a vote on this. What I hope is that senators who have been on the fence about this issue read the bill, look at the evidence, look at how this law is being used in other states, and make a decision that allows their constituents to make their own decisions at the end of their lives. At the end of the day, it should only be a dying person that says what happens to that dying person at the end of their lives. And lawmakers have the power to provide people with this right to determine their own lives and their own death.
And we have all of that other valuable information from other states that we can glean from.
Absolutely. States that have authorized medical aid in dying for the legislature all are required to deliver reports to their respective departments of health. And so we have that data to look and see who's using this law, who's not using the law, why are they using it. It's really important to pay attention to that.
Corinne Carey is from Compassion and Choices. Thank you so much for this conversation. It was really enlightening.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow on Community Connection.